We're doing a quick overview of the halachot of removing danger zones from our home. The Torah says, "Ki tivne bayit chadash." When you build a new home, "Asita ma'akel legagecha." Make a railing on your roof. "Velo tasim damim veveitecha." Don't leave a source for bloodshed in your home. "Ki ipol hanofel mimenu." For someone might fall off the roof if you don't put a railing on the roof. So we have a biblical commandment that if you have a roof that's in use, that people go up to that roof, it has to have a railing, lest someone fall off of it. Now, this responsibility is regardless of whether you built a new home, or you're purchasing a home, or you got a home as a gift, or you inherited a home. You have to put up a railing to ensure that no one falls off the roof. And in our day and age, that might also include putting in bars in your windows so that kids don't fall out. A lot of kids die from falling out of windows. So if you live on a high floor, you gotta put in bars, unless the window is high enough. And even then, it's recommended to put in bars, but then it might not be biblically obligated. Now, this mitzvah has two components. The Torah says, "Vasita make," place a railing, that's a proactive commandment, the mitzvah to say, and the mitzvah says, "V'lo tasim damim beveitecha." Don't leave a source of bloodshed in your home, and that is a biblical prohibition. And the person has to know that if he takes this leniently, he's in transgression of both those commandments. I once came late to class, and I told the guys, "I'm sorry." As I was leaving the house, I saw that one of the sockets was pulled out of the wall by one of the kids, and I have little kids running around the house. I was biblically prohibited from leaving the house without fixing that socket. A socket that's open, a kid, God forbid, you know, a lot of things could happen with a socket that's pulled out of the wall. So I went out, I took out my screwdrivers, and I know how to put sockets back in. If you don't know, don't do that. You know, get an electrician. But the Torah commands us, we are obligated to put up protection and prohibit it from leaving it as is. Now, this applies not only to a roof, but also to a pit. You know, if you have some area in your house where someone could just fall in, a person has a well sometimes, or a person has a pit, a person has a pool, and people could just fall into the pool, or there's a cliff by somewhere by his house, and people could easily fall off of it. So then a person has to ensure that there's either a good cover to the pit or the hole, or there's a railing to ensure that people don't go falling off. Now, if there are partners in the house, so then everyone has to chip in and make sure there's a railing. Let's say a person rented a house. So technically, the Talmud says the guy who's renting the house has to put up the railing. The question is, what did the Talmud mean? So one understanding is the Talmud was telling us who's obligated to put up the railing? The guy who's renting the house. That's the simple understanding, that the guy who's renting the house, he's obligated to do it. It's possible it's rabbinic, it's possible it's biblical. The question is, what about the landlord? Does he have any obligation? So I once went to rent an apartment, and I'm looking around the apartment, and I see the mezuzahs look old and frayed, and the landlord is a guy with a yarmulke and a beard, and seems like a respectable Jew. I said, when's the last time you checked the mezuzahs? He says to me, "I've been renting out this apartment for years. It's not my obligation. The tenant has to check the mezuzahs." I said, "And if I rent the apartment from you and I find out the mezuzahs are not kosher, will you replace them?" So he said, "No, it's the tenant's responsibility." I said, "Yeah, but the tenant's not supposed to remove the mezuzahs when he leaves." "You're right, the tenant is responsible for putting in kosher mezuzahs, but you know, a mezuzah costs 200 shekel, a nice mezuzah. If I have to put up here another 8 mezuzahs, that's 1,600 shekel just for that. And I am not supposed to take it out with me when I leave the apartment. So technically I could buy cheap mezuzahs for 50 shekel apiece and put them up, but that's still 400 shekel that I'm investing in your apartment." He says, "It's not my obligation." I say, "Okay, fine." We continue walking. I go out to see the yard, and I see by the yard there's this pit. There's like this big, some kind of hole he had in the yard. I said, "You know, the Torah prohibits leaving a hole like that uncovered." He says, "Not my obligation, the tenant's obligation." I said, "Okay, I see he knows halacha, but he doesn't know how to be a decent human being, so I'm not renting the apartment from him." The truth is that there is an opinion that Ba'as HaShulchan, a disciple of the Gra, he writes that the obligation to put up a wall is biblical for the landlord. When the Talmud tells us the tenant has an obligation, the Talmud is telling us rabbinically, the rabbi said, you're living in a house, you have a responsibility as well. But it's not so clear that it's like he said, that I have no obligation, it's the tenant's obligation. He's right, the Talmud says it's the tenant's obligation. Does that mean it's to the exclusion of the landlord or not? That's up for discussion. Different commentaries say different understandings. Let's say I live next to public domain, and there's a drop into my yard from the public domain. Am I responsible for putting the fences around public domain to ensure people don't fall into my yard? Answer, no. The public has a responsibility to take care of their streets and their all along the streets, wherever there's a place that cars could fall off or people could fall off. They have to ensure that people don't fall off. Now, the Sefer HaChinuch writes an interesting understanding here. He says, we have to remember, on the one hand, Hashem is looking at what we're doing. And technically, things are decreed from above, whether things will go good or bad. And it corresponds a little bit to the way we lead our lives. Our sages said that a person doesn't bang a hammer and hit his nail. He doesn't hit his finger when he's banging a hammer. If it wasn't declared above, even that, you stick your hand into your pocket to take off change, if you got the right pocket or the wrong pocket, that was already decided up above. Whether you should have that little bit of a bother to try and find it or not. Nonetheless, it is our responsibility to protect ourselves from ordinary occurrences. Hashem created the world and He gave us laws of nature within this world. And Hashem decreed that fire burns and water puts out the fire. And by the same token, if you have a guy who takes a huge rock and drops it on someone else's head, he's going to bash his head in. If a guy falls off a roof, he might die. So Hashem told us, you have intelligence, protect yourself. Just yesterday, I heard one guy at the Mahon telling another guy, you don't have enough emunah. If you had enough emunah, you would know that no one could punch you in the face if God didn't say so. It's not so simple. The Torah says we're supposed to have intelligence. And the intelligence is our capacity to protect ourselves. And we live under the forces of nature. Hashem gave us commandments to watch ourselves. And we have to ensure that we don't die. So a person who's going to drive without a seatbelt is doing something wrong. A person who's going to drive beyond the speed limit is doing something wrong. It's not like someone's going to wag his finger and say, you just drove too fast. I don't care if the policeman catches him or not. At the end of the day, he's doing something which is unsafe to himself and to other people. Okay, so we did some of the mitzvot of watching ourselves. Yes?
Does the drop-off have to be...